the hard should never be confused as the bad.
Family man, yeah. Welcome to the Family Man Show with Todd Wilson. This is the show where we remind dads of what's most important. I'm your host, Scott Moore. Thanks for joining us today. Hey, Todd, how's it going?
Well, Scott, I finally have relented that it feels a little fallish out there. I've been enjoying that summer-like holding on. I don't know what Indian summer, if they even call it Indian summer anymore, Native American summer. But I've been enjoying this Indian summer. It's and
Indigenous people's summer.
Indigenous people. And does anybody ever ask, how did they get here? You know?
Don't worry about it. Just move on. It's cold, right?
Yeah. So it's a little chillier this morning. It's supposed to warm up a little bit. I remember last week I told you I was changing the oil that day. Everything went smoothly. Changed the oil, changed fuel filters, everything. It started back up. I touched it up. The front of it, remember, I don't know, 2 years ago, I repainted the whole thing and, it was dirty and had some chips. And so I touched this up. I'm telling you, Dad, it looks amazing. If you ever want to paint your old, you could almost paint a car this way, but paint an old RV and make it look decent. You know, for a fraction of the cost of having someone else do it, use the heavy duty Rust-Oleum, because the really cool thing is it doesn't come in lots of different colors. But when you pick up a can of, I think it was called Smoky Gray, I did the lower half of our RV in Smoky Gray 3 years ago. I needed to touch it up. I pick up another can of Smoky Gray. Doesn't matter if it's in the can or if it's in spray paint, it matches perfectly. So my little spots that were bad, you can't even see them anymore. It is looking good. And, I've had two cracked windshields. So on Monday morning, I take it over to the windshield place and they're going to put two new windshields in. So I'm super, super excited. And I replaced the flooring. I think I told you last time I had to take all the seats out and we, put down new vinyl flooring and put all the seats back in. And it's looking good. It's looking good again. You can maybe own a piece of the Family Man history, a RV that comes with, because we've started looking for a smaller RV. And again, not in a huge hurry, but one of these days you might see it on the market. So,
okay. So I was going to say, is it actively on the market now or?
It is not on the market yet. So
if you want first crack at it, contact right. Todd quickly.
Yes. Let me tell you. Bucks talk. My kids are like, my daughter, I guess my wife told my daughter yesterday that we'd gone to look at it. Just, we went to a lot. Not because we're going to buy any of these, because we're, you know, you can just save a lot of money if you buy it from an individual. But we just wanted to see, because we're going to go to a new design, you know, like, so a Class C, which is different than the bus shaped Class A. And we just had never really looked at them. So we didn't know what we wanted. And I thought I knew some sizes I wanted. I wanted a lot smaller. But I'll tell you, Scott, it just warms my heart. Now, you can only be an RVer to have your heart warmed by tire size. But, you know, my tires, when I'm standing up, they come to almost my pocket on my, you know, my pants, my jeans. And they're about $300 a tire. When I look at these little Class C tires, they're like regular tires. They look like baby tires. And I'm like, oh, that is an awesome size tire, because that costs like a fraction of my giant tires.
That seems like a lot of vehicle to move with those little tires, man. I'm looking at a picture of those things right now. I'm like, that. Just, oh, yeah. You need bigger tires than that.
No, yeah, those are the perfect size tires. And it looks in there. I drove one 2 days ago and felt like driving a van. It was awesome. It was awesome. Even though, really, not trying to sell my RV, but the Class 8 is nice because you're high above the traffic. I mean, you're really at the same, when I drive, my seat is the same level as a semi driver. And so you can see above everybody. It does. And even my Class 8 drives nicer than a Class C. It gets better mileage than the Class C, even though it's 10 feet shorter. But being a diesel, so if you're in the market for some RV that's already filled with lots of memories and been lovingly taken care of like a child, we'll talk sometime, but we're not ready yet. But so my daughter, she was like, "You're not going to sell the RV, are you?" And I told my wife, she goes, "I mean, do you feel bad for getting rid of it?" I'm like, "No, I'm Mr. Memory Collector. I keep their popsicle sticks, you know, of the time we had ice cream somewhere." But I am totally okay with moving on, because as you get older, it just feels bigger.
I'll start the bidding at $20. My kid said she really wants an RV, but if she's going to get one, she wants like the super big kind, like the biggest kind you can get. And I was like, "Honey, those are really a bit expensive."
I think you could probably get like entry level really big for
$200,000.
Yeah. So, but ours is really big and it will be a fraction of that. So, hey, this could be it. $20 is a fraction of that. Scott, I just stumbled across this. This is just amazing to me. Did you know there is a Santa Claus Academy that you can be a part of?
What?
No, I'm not kidding.
I'm going.
About a couple days ago, again, I'm not a huge Facebook guy, but every once in a while I'll see somebody's post, and there was a guy, I mean, obviously looked like Santa Claus. He had this big white beard, handlebars, mustache, and his name is Kenny Hydock, or Hiddick, Hydock, and he's called the EastCoastSanta.com. And it had a picture of him with his white beard, and it was kind of just like a big frizzy white beard. And then after he waxed it, you know, and waxed the handlebar mustache, and I mean, he looked like a Norman Rockwell Santa Claus. Well, I'm looking at his picture, and he has this suit, and he apparently he's been on diet because he lost 65 pounds. But he's looking at this, he's holding, you know, he's in his suit because his wife made it for him, and it's beautiful. And then I saw a link that he's got a sleigh. He's got the whole deal. Oh, it shows him with his wife at Northern Lights Santa Claus Academy. So I click on their little link, and there's like a whole Facebook page and this place that, like, it looks like they have two in Atlanta. They just had theirs September 30th through October the 3rd. No, it's coming up. No, it's over. It's over. We're in October at the Atlanta Marriott Perimeter Center. And then they have it again in April. But there's like pictures of a whole room full of people who look like Santa Claus. Some of them are kind of scary Santa Clauses, but like there's some guy, a bunch of 64 pictures with all these guys holding their certificates. Santa Rick is handing them a certificate, a diploma of something. I can't read it. Graduation. Like this guy I'm looking at, he doesn't even have a beard. But these guys, a lot of these guys look amazing. They look like the real deal.
What do they teach you? How to be nice to little how to be Merry nice to kids Christmas. You don't like?
That's right. Hi, little boy. What would you like for Christmas this year? You know, I guess they do that. I don't know. But I just never knew there was a place. And I'm going to guess it's not for everyone, but apparently it is for a lot of people. So, Dad, if you have, I mean, this and our Kenny, I don't know how I'm on Kenny's, but I'm going to guess maybe he's a dad somewhere. But I mean, he's right at the top of Santa Claus lookalikes, even though this guy right here, Santa Gary, is looking pretty good too. Actually, they all look pretty good, besides a few creepy ones. But Northern Lights Santa Academy. So, you know, if you need some extra streams of revenue, Scott, you could. This could be you. This could be you. You know, we were just saying about it was your birthday just, you know, the other day. So 51, this is about the time you should be starting to think of that.
I like it.
You know, that seasonal employment.
Do they have like a mixer for Mrs. Claus on
they
Saturday
had Mrs.
night
Clauses in there too. So I don't know. It's a whole thing going.
Crazy.
So, yeah. Well, another thing in the news that I put it on our Todd Wilson, the Family Man page,
no news.
And I never, ever post anything, was something about the North Carolina lieutenant governor. Did you read this, Scott?
Nope. I don't do news anymore, man. I'm done with it.
You're smart. You're smart. But I just saw, here's the title I saw on the news, and it says, North Carolina lieutenant governor faces calls to resign for calling LGBTQ people filth, it says. So any kind of headline like that kind of, you know, perks me up. And it says that they're calling for his resignation after a video of him speaking at a church service. And just to let you know, this guy, he's a big guy. He's a big black guy. And he says, and he didn't call him filth, for one. He said this. He says, Christians must take control of public schools because children are being abused by being taught filth. There's no reason anybody anywhere in America should be telling any child about transgenderism, homosexuality, any of that filth. You know, and I guess I found his contact information, and you can go to our Facebook little page there, and I posted it there, and I just said, hey, thanks for standing up. But I was just struck, Scott, because I know we've had this little conversation before, just struck by the fact that not many people do stand up, because, I mean, they jumped all over him. I mean, they're asking him to resign, and, you know, this is, I mean, he didn't casually become the lieutenant governor. You know, I mean, this is your career. And yet he was bold enough to say, even when you go to the article, I think it says something like, he says, anybody got a problem with that? You can come and see me, you know. And I was just maybe encouraged by a dad who's willing to take his lumps and just say what's true. He didn't say it in a mean way. It's not mean to say it's filth. He didn't say anything about them. And I just feel like, you know, for such a time as this, we're here, and we need to be salt and light. And I'm still trying to figure out how to do that. But I'm troubled for my children. You know, even I just saw it's against President Biden. It's the Brandon something. I'm with Brandon or something like that. I didn't know what it was. I mean,
let's go Brandon thing.
Let's go Brandon. And so I saw somebody, you know, who does what I do, and they were wearing a t-shirt, and they said, oh, I just got my t-shirt. And it said, let's go Brandon on it. And I'm like, what's that? So I looked it up, and, you know, look it up, but don't have your children be looking over your shoulder, because it's not a nice thing to say, one, about the president of the United States. But I'm seeing that all over. I mean, a big window decal says let's go Brandon, but what it's supposed to say. And, you know, I just don't think that's the right way to do that. And, you know, I'm troubled by everything I see on television. There was a show on Disney Plus that, again, if you want to hear my boys and I, and occasionally one of my daughters, our son-in-law, we rant and rave about shows on Disney Plus. We kind of pick the old fashioned, the old fun ones, but we've done some newer ones too. But I started watching one that I thought, oh, this might be a good, fun thing to watch in the fall. And, you know, it was just right off the bat, one of the characters, but I thought, I'm going to watch it first because I don't like surprises. And one of the characters said, oh, my step Dave. And I'm like, I'm thinking, what's a step Dave? It doesn't sound good. And she goes, oh, you know, because my two dads, one of them, they got divorced. And then, so now I have a step Dave. And, you know, I just don't like it taught casually. I would rather it be in your face and someone standing up at a lectern, you know, saying this is what we should do. But when it just makes it feel normal, it troubles me. And so we're going to have a special guest, Scott, in 2 weeks, not next week, but the week after that, Bill Jack from the Worldview Academy. And I've asked Bill if he will help us, show us how to respond to some of these things in a way that is salt and light, because I just have this feeling like I'm supposed to do something. But, you know, when I tell my kids, oh, I wrote a letter to whoever, they'll say, Dad, they don't care. And I'm like, I know they don't care, but I got to say something, because it is, I feel like the, you know, was it Jerry Falwell who did The Moral Majority?
I believe so.
Like back in the 70s, 80s. I feel like the immoral minority is calling all the shots. And I just feel like, you know, not that I want to have a voice. I just feel like I should say something. Because if I don't say anything, then I feel guilty for not saying anything. You know, even John the Baptist, you know, said, hey, to Pilate, you know, you're messing around with your brother's wife. So I don't know. But anyway, so this Mark Robinson, the lieutenant governor for North Carolina, if you would like to encourage him, you can go to Mark Robinson for NC, North Carolina. So Mark Robinson for NC.com. There's a contact thing. You can write him a note and say, keep doing what you're doing, or you can tell him anything you want to tell him. And as we've said before, Dad, if you're in a situation where you have a voice somewhere, can I just challenge you to be salt and light? You know, if you're a decision maker and these kind of things, just stand up and voice your opinion and let the chips fall where they may and be the hero of your kids who will see a dad who stands up for the truth. You don't have to be mean, because there's nothing to be mean about. I mean, I feel angry sometimes, even that they say we're homophobes. And I'm like, I'm not fearful. I'm not fearful of it. Or that we're offended by it. I'm not offended. I just don't believe it's right or true. And I want to be able to say something, so, or have a discussion. So anyway, there you go. There's the rant and rave for today. But really, the real rant and rave, Scott, is... the real rant and rave. Yes, this is the rant and rave show with Scott and Todd. Is the hardest part is not what happens on the headlines, but what happens in our house. Have you ever noticed that, Scott? Have you ever noticed, Scott, that the hard part is being a dad is not when you're trying to make a stand on things like that, but the hard part is taking a stand when it's your kids. And not that they're spouting those kind of things, but just in the normal. I am right in the thick of a 15-year-old that need I say more?
Nope.
You know, and it's just hard. You know, I have amazing kids. But, you know, they're kids. They're not mature adults. They haven't gone through all these things and thought through all these things. So when they show me a pair of tennis shoes that cost $1,500 and they go, isn't this cool, Dad? There's hardly anything in me that goes, yeah, that's cool. I want to say, no, that's what a waste of money. You know, and I can see as I say that comment, the smile just kind of vanish from their face. Because what they hear is, Dad thinks I'm stupid for even liking $1,500 shoes. And while I may feel exactly what he said, it bothers me that I convey that.
I may have a solution.
Okay, go ahead. Don't say buy him the $1,500 shoes.
No. I may be speaking out of turn because I'm not particularly, well, I'm not as seasoned as you are, but I've heard and
old
read that, well, you're a grandfather.
And I am a grandfather, yes, Scott.
And I am not yet. But it seems It seems to me that the way that people look at their grandchildren is often softer and with more patience and love than they did with their own kids.
Yep.
So if you could just pretend that, you know, that child is a grandchild, then you might have more sympathy and more joy and whatever. Who knows?
That's not a bad idea. That's not a bad idea.
Do you find yourself having a different attitude with your grandchildren than you did with your children?
Yes. But they're not teenagers yet.
You know,
they're
right.
Little kids, you know?
Yes.
I don't know what it is. And it's, you know, it's just, and you know this because every dad knows listening to this, there are just certain personalities that are, in fact, my son and I, Ben, had a conversation last night on our Smiling Homeschooler podcast about homeschooling the hard kid. And really, the hard should never be confused as the bad. because really maybe a better name would be homeschooling the amazing kid, because they're still amazing. And Ben said something that really struck me, because sometimes, you know, I'm kind of a laid back personality. So an intense personality would seem harder to me. But if you're an intense personality, sometimes the laid back personality is the harder personality, because you don't understand it. You can't understand why. And really that struck me, because maybe that's what we mean by the harder, the amazing kid, that they're just different. They think different than us. And as a young kid, maybe because they're not as mature as us, they don't go, oh, you know what? $1,500 for a pair of shoes would not be a good use of our money, because $1,500 will go for a lot of things, you know, because they're not thinking any of that. They're just thinking, oh, that'd be cool. All my friends would look at me and go, yo, you are cool, dude, you know. And
I love your imitation of a teenager.
You know, and maybe that's okay. Maybe that's okay. But anyway, just kind of in the throes of that, and my wife had a conversation about said child kind of the same way. But I think that that kid needs us more than ever. And I, you know, I got home and I wrote afterwards, because it happened in the car, and it started out okay, but it just got worse and worse and worse, until I knew he was upset and I was mad, but didn't want to say anything because I knew I'd just be madder. And I got home and I texted him, because he was at basketball practice, and I just said, you know, I'm so sorry. You're an amazing person. I love you, and you're smart, and I'm sorry for doing that. And hoping that maybe he'd come back and say, me too, Dad. Of course, he never responded to the text. So I don't know what he was feeling, but I'm still not done with that conversation. I mean, that happened 2 days ago, and I'm still planning. Maybe that was just yesterday. Felt like days ago, but I'm still planning to come back and say, when it's just him and I, and say, let's talk about that just for a little bit more, you know, and not so much about the shoes and me trying to get him to understand why I don't think $1,500 shoes are really anything, but just talking again about how much I care about him and how much I love him and how I'm sorry for not listening to him and his heart. So, Dad, if you got one of those that you have to deal with, don't give up. Don't give up. Because Ben and I were talking again last night, and he said, you know, it's a terrible feeling when you think someone thinks you're too far gone, you know, or that you're always going to be like you are. And I don't want to be that dad. So there you go.
I hear you, man. I have no wisdom here.
Nothing.
I'd like to offer something. And I'm fresh out of funny stories, too. So
there you go. I'm good with that.
It's just hard.
It is just hard, but it is worthwhile, and it is good. It is good. So, Dad, I'm going to bring it to an end, because I got to go. I've got to go to our homeschool co-op where I'm Mr. Gym Teacher. I got a giant ball sitting out in the middle of my wet grass that I got to go get before I head out. And I just want to just encourage you again to be the dad, you know, and that means a lot of things. That means standing up for truth in a world that doesn't want to see truth, where the immoral minority, and I'm not saying the minority as being just non-Christians, because the, you know, Jesus said the path was narrow that leads to him, but you know, that you would stand up, that you would be an example for your children, and that one that your wife would go, wow, that's my man, and that you would stand up when you've said some mean things to your kids, that you would never, ever, ever give up on them or give up on your wife. And that's what being the dad is. That's what being the husband is. And that's what this world is desperate in need of. And so, Dad, as I say every single time, you did dad.
And that's our show for this week, Dad. Thanks for joining us for the Family Man Show with Todd Wilson. If you have a question for the show, email Todd at familyman@familymanweb.com. If you have a question for me, you can reach me at Scott@unsocializedmedia.com. Thanks for joining us. Have a great week.